Welcome to Catholic Answers Live, the program where you participate with your questions about apologetics and evangelization, including the most important theological, spiritual, moral, and social issues facing the world today. Call now with your question for today's guest, toll-free 1-888-31-TRUTH. That's 888-318-7884. Now, from San Diego, Catholic Answers Live.
Welcome back to the second hour of Catholic Answers Live, open forum today. Any question you have on any aspect of the life of faith, and it can come from anybody, whether you are Catholic, non-Catholic, a nun, an N-U-N, or an N-O-N-E, whatever kind of nun you are, all questions are welcome this hour. A special welcome to those watching us on Facebook Live, YouTube Live, or Periscope. And to those listening on our various audio outlets around the world, happy to have you here with us at Catholic Answers Live. Tim Staples is here with us this hour to take your questions. 888-318-7884 is the number to get those questions answered. But it's also Pledge Drive this week, Tim. And we're very grateful to everybody who called in the first hour. But to be frank, we have another $14,000 goal this hour.
Yes, so. We do, folks. And we were a little bit slow in the first hour, folks. We're a little bit behind. I just ran over and got a word from our customer service lady, Kathy Stone. Those are remarkable ladies over there, by the way. But, folks, we need to catch up. We need to play catch up right now at 888-291-8000. Again, 888-291-8000, or go to CatholicAnswersRadio.com. Folks, if you're on the fence, you heard something in that first hour, and you got that little inkling, because I believe the Holy Spirit is prompting people right now to call.
Right.
And I also believe that some people the Holy Spirit is prompting are not calling. And so I'm talking to you. That's right. You.
right into the camera.
No. And I'm sure of that. Let me tell you, looking at the track record of Catholic Answers and what has occurred since Carl Keating, who just – the story of how Catholic Answers began is nothing short of a miracle, but began this, sustained it, and this is God. I believe the lives changed and such. This is God, and we need to keep this thing going. And that's why I believe, Cy, with all my heart, there are folks right now who the Holy Spirit's working on. Folks, you need to pick up that phone. Call now, 888-291-8000, or go to CatholicAnswersRadio.com, because we really do need you. You know, one of the biggest mistakes folks make, and I've seen this happen before, Cy, I remember there was a thing called Catholic Family Radio many years ago.
Oh, yes, right.
It had lots of stations, and everybody was excited, and it went away because they didn't have the money to continue it. And there's some other things, perhaps, that were not done in the arena of wisdom and such. But the bottom line is, we've seen stations come, but we've also seen some go. Folks, we're not here automatically. We really need to get a hold of this, folks. We're here because of what you're about to do. And that is pick up that phone at 888-291-8000 and give that gift. Chris, in the last segment there, talked about how important it is for us to get those big gifts, and they help tremendously, folks. There may be somebody right now that can give that $14,000 on this phone call. We need you, because we got to make up for last half hour or the last hour, and we're going to move forward. But, folks, we need those $15 a month, $25 a month, $50 a month, $100 a month that are our bread and butter. Folks, call 888-291-8000, CatholicAnswersRadio.com. Folks, as I said in the last hour, if you could be in my shoes, in our shoes, and see the emails, the letters, visit the people with tears in their eyes whose lives have been transformed, I guarantee you it would move you to dial that phone at 888-291-8000. But take it from me, folks, I see it all the time. We need to keep this thing going and make it stronger.
888-291-8000 is that number. CatholicAnswersRadio.com is the webpage you can go to pledge your support. If you're able to make a monthly pledge of anything $18 or over, any monthly pledge $18 or over for this year, we want to send you these two books. First, Temptations, Where They Come From, What They Mean, and How to Defeat Them by Father P.J. Michel. That's a beautiful book. And then one of my favorite books of the year, frankly, to be honest with you, Tim, one of my favorite books of the year. I've read upwards of two this year. And and Benedict the 16th, Last Testament. This is the book-length interview, the fourth book-length interview that the Pope has done with Peter Sewald. And it is just magnificent. I just can't recommend it more highly. It's just a magnificent book. Also, if you're able to give a gift of $500 or more, in addition to that, we're going to send you this. I'm holding it up for the camera, this Who Am I to Judge DVD set. You know Dr. Sri?
Oh, my goodness. What a great teacher.
He's really magnificent. He does magnificent work. It's very, very approachable. And he has this book out, Who Am I to Judge, which, of course, is a reflection on what Pope Francis himself said, but he uses it as a kind of launching point to talk about moral relativism and logic and the law of love and all these things that are so valuable to us as Catholics. So we're going to send you that. Any one-time gift of $500 or more, Who Am I to Judge, the DVD set and the book here, which helps you work through that. Important stuff in these days. Anybody who can make a one-time donation of $200 or more is also, in addition, is going to we're going to send you out all the designated, all those earlier designated premiums too. And any donor in any amount who's a first-time donor to Catholic Answers, we'll send you the Catholic Answers bumper sticker. And you start sharing the good news everywhere you go with that bumper sticker on the back of your car. 888-291-8000 is the number. 888-291-8000. Will you pick up the phone and call right now? I mean, please don't delay. How many good, wonderful, good things have not been accomplished? Because in my own life, Tim, it's a constant tale of, I was going to do that.
You know, when you give to Catholic Answers, you know, it almost sounds cliche when we say this, but it's really not. You really do participate in all the labors, all the good works of Catholic Answers. You know, St. Paul talks about that in Philippians 4:18, where he talks about the gifts of the Philippians ascending up to God as a sacrifice acceptable to God. That's a sacrifice that affects the lives of untold thousands of people. You know, a lot of times we have folks, you know, you really can't go to the Philippines and proclaim the gospel. You're a school teacher in Manhattan, New York, and that's what you can do. But by giving to Catholic Answers, we, through these radio waves, we end up all over the world. And in fact, I actually physically go all over the world and proclaim the gospel. But folks, we do this because of you. I don't know how else to say it, Si. I want to jump over the airwaves or right into that screen and tell folks, look, we need you, and we need you now at 888-291-8000. Maybe for some time you've thought about, you know, I should. Well, now you should. CatholicAnswersRadio.com or 888-291-8000. And think about this as well. There are a lot of you that are already Radio Club members. You're already a regular donor. Think about if you give $25 a month, double it. Let's double it right now. Go to $50 a month. Maybe if you're given $75, you know what? I'm going to up it $25 for this year of 2017. Believe me, folks, that's what makes it happen.
It is open forum today on Catholic Answers Live. We go now to Marnie in Los Angeles, listening on 9:30 a.m. Immaculate Heart Radio. Marnie, your question for Tim Staples.
Hi, guys. Thanks so much. I appreciate that you care so much about the unborn. So I was actually calling about some of the topics we covered yesterday. I just love, have so much love and gratitude for this particular forum. I am calling to sort of ask you, I think there's a discrepancy about whether or not there really is a life, and that's not my opinion. I'm a Christian. I have a similar stance to you, but I also understand that we're not in a country that mandates that one person believes a certain way. And there is a discrepancy. And that's the honesty. Mm-hmm. There's a discrepancy about what the reality is. And I believe that, you know, God knew us before we were.
Yes.
However, we're in a country where we don't mandate that you believe one thing or we behead you or put your life at risk because you don't believe what we believe. Mm-hmm. And because there's that discrepancy, and we are in the U.S., how do you legislate and mandate that the rest of the country, which has separation from a religion and state, how do you mandate one thing over another and call that honest, call that humble?
Yeah, Marnie, that is a fantastic question. Let me toss something out to you. In the United States of America, we at Catholic Answers are not in favor of legislating you must believe in the Trinity. You know, no, absolutely not. That is a gift of faith. That is something we possess as Catholics and that all Christians possess, the gift of faith. But when we are talking about human beings, Marnie, we are not talking about faith. Abortion and the taking of the life of a human innocent being is wrong, not because the Bible says so, not because the Catholic Church says so, even though both of them do. The reason is because, Marnie, we can know this as a scientific fact. This is a matter of biology. As Pope St. John Paul the Great said it in paragraph 60 of his great encyclical letter, The Gospel of Life, he talks about now how that science, genetics, biology has now confirmed what we have believed, in fact, in centuries past when there was no fetology, right? We didn't even know what an egg is, right? What an ovary is until the 19th century. We didn't know how a baby came to be a baby until very, very recently. But the good news is, Marnie, we do know now that at the moment of conception, we have a living human being that is either male or female, has a mommy and a daddy. He or she doesn't know it yet, but they are fully human. All they need is food and hydration and time to develop like you and I are. And so, Marnie, I'm so grateful for your question because we're not talking about faith here. This is and I'm going to quote Pope St. John Paul, not because he's a religious figure and he was my pope, but because he is right. He says that all nations and all individuals are bound by the moral law. It's not a matter of Muslim or Christian or atheist. Everyone, by virtue of the fact that you are a human being, are bound by the moral law, and thou shalt not kill is not a Catholic-only club. Now, because folks are wrong about this and say, well, I don't believe the baby is a baby until it's 3 months old or 3 days old or whatever, that, Marnie, doesn't matter at all. What we are in the business of doing is showing them, look, go to your biology textbook and you will see at the moment of conception, we have an individual organism that is human, fully human. Like I said, male or female with a mommy or daddy. And Marnie, we cannot morally justify killing that innocent human being. Does that make sense?
I think that is the most beautiful response, and my response to that is it is so beautiful and it cuts right to my heart, and at the same time I feel it's still an opinion. And I think it's the most beautiful opinion, and I would agree with that opinion, but I do feel it's an opinion. I feel that.
Well, Marnie, give me another opinion.
Let me
and back it up with science. That's all I would ask.
Opinion.
Yes.
Well, that there is potentially a heartbeat, but not a knowledge of who they are yet. That perhaps, let me finish, because I do want to give you an idea to respond to.
Sure.
Just that there may be another purpose for God, for a woman or a family to change their mind, learn from that. There may be a purpose for that life to not be. And I think the judgment of it's got to be my way or the highway is the danger. And I know it's a subtle danger. I know we're talking about one of the most beautiful things coming from Christians and Catholics that we've got, which is to protect the unborn. And it's a very sensitive, beautiful thing. I still think that it is not honest to claim that we know for sure when and how that life does begin as a knowledge of I am and how God is supposed to change that family for whatever experience they're supposed to have.
Okay.
I still think it's...
Okay, well, Marnie, can I jump in real quick? Are you sure of what you're saying?
I'm sure of what I'm saying.
So you're absolutely sure. But let me ask you this, Marnie. Why is it that when I stated my position and that I'm sure of it, that's arrogant, that's not humble, but when you state your opinion and say you're sure of it, that's not?
Because mine is saying that I do not know, and I'm admitting a lack of responsibility for everyone else and for responsibility that the truth is none of us really know. We're doing things on faith, and that's something that we all admit.
All right, let me ask you this then, Marnie. Let me just ask you this. If I grant your point, which I think you are, with all due respect, Marnie, you are wrong, and this is a matter of scientific fact. You are running from science here, Marnie. But even if I were to grant this, Let's say I'm out hunting, Marnie, and I'm with my buddy, and I got my 30-06, and I see something ruffling over in the bushes there. I'm not sure. Might be a human, might be a deer. Well, I'll go ahead and shoot, and then we'll see after it's dead whether it's human or not. Would that be a moral thing to do? I'm going to answer the question, Marnie, because we do have to move on, and the answer is no. Even if we were not absolutely certain that that two-day-old baby is a baby, we don't kill it. We're talking about a human being here. We're not talking about whether it's a dog or a rat in the bush. We're talking about either a human being or a dog. But again, Marnie, I really appreciate your call. God bless you so much. But Marnie, be of good cheer. Science is on our side. We know that a child is a child, no matter how small, as Horton says, right? A person is a person, no matter how small. We know from the moment of conception, it is a human being.
A person's a person, no matter how small. That's right. And, you know, that thing is, you're citing textbooks, you know, the basic embryology textbook will say that.
Yes.
It's hard for me to see how that's
a, and a just, basic and textbook a, like Horton Hears a Who.
Well, that's right. If we got both Dr. Seuss and basic embryology on our side, well, then I think that's clear. I want to read you something really kind of a beautiful little message that I just got. It's our pledge drive right now at Catholic Answers Live. If you can support Catholic Answers Live today, please do so. We're coming up a bit short on our goals today, and so we just honestly have to let you know we need your support. It's somewhat urgent at this point.
Yes, we
888-291-8000. But Tim, I wanted to read this to you. One of our affiliate stations is the beautiful Spirit Catholic Radio in Nebraska, and Jim Carroll is the executive director there. And he says, I am calling to make my pledge and challenging others in the Spirit Catholic Radio Network family to do the same, also challenging other stations, operators, general managers, and executive directors to do the same. I don't know why that's so particularly touching, but it's it's
sure
a family
is.
Thing. It's a to have a member of the family like that step up and support, and then to offer that challenge. It's a beautiful thing. We're very grateful, Jim. Thank you for your support.
And you know, Si, I have seen so many times, and God bless Marnie for calling in.
Yeah,
I've seen so many times people like Marnie, good Christian people, who basically don't know the truth concerning what a human being is. And I have been able to see, and we've heard it on this radio show, in a matter of 5-10 minutes, a person changed their mind and
said, I have many times heard that.
Guess what? Wow. And it changes the way they vote. It changes the way they think about human beings. It changes their life forever. Folks, you can't put a price tag on that. That's what we do every day at Catholic Answers. Folks, we need your help now at 888-291-8000 so we can continue to do this to bring the fullness of the truth to a culture, to a world that is in desperate need. 888-291-8000 or go to CatholicAnswersRadio.com. We need to hear from you now.
I'll tell you what, Tim. If you can give out of love for Catholic Answers, a love out for that person who has not been able to receive the fullness of the gospel or to receive the fullness of the message of Christ's offering to the world through the Catholic Church. Really, the Church is the sacrament for encountering Christ in this world, and we want everyone to receive that sacrament. If you can give out of love, thank you so much. 888-291-8000. But I have to be honest, Tim. Often I find myself giving out of a sense of pique. That is, these things that go unanswered day after day, week after week, sometimes year after year in the culture.
Right.
And you think, who's going to answer that? Like, who's going to say, no, that's not true what you just said about the Catholic Church or about the moral life or about the value of, as you were just discussing, a human life. And one of the wonderful things about Catholic Answers is, I mean, there's 1,000 Catholic Answers videos now on YouTube now, and we're just getting started.
Yes, we are.
And so Catholic Answers is a it is an act of love, because to encounter Christ in the Church, to meet him in the sacraments, there's nothing that you could get in this life more valuable than that.
Oh yeah.
But it's also an act of Catholic Answers involves a sense that we're involved in a kind of struggle here.
Yeah.
And we need some ammunition for the guns.
Yeah.
Folks, and the ammunition is the truth.
It is. And when you see the fruits of what's happening here, I was online with a convert in Pakistan,
beautiful,
who converted, I can still, I'm, and as I'm going back and forth, encouraging this young, new Catholic in his faith, you just, I pause and I sit back in my chair and going, I can't believe what I'm doing right now. This is absolutely incredible. This is a man who is risking his life converting to the Catholic faith. That's the kind of thing we see. We had an Orthodox priest on the air convert to the Catholic faith. He had a question about the papacy. I'll never forget a question about the papacy he answered, and his name was Father Athanasius. I'm sure he doesn't mind me saying it. But right on the air, he says, you know what? I don't have any reason left not to be Catholic. How do I do it? What should I do?
Wow.
It was right on the air. It was, in fact, it was Father Vincent Serpa who was on the air at the time, and Father Serpa's jaw hit the table, and he's like, what do we do? And actually, in his case...
Is there paperwork somewhere to fill out?
Well, in his case, actually, he was a member of the Assyrian Church of the East, which have very close relations with us. And so the Vatican had to handle his conversion. But, you know, the point is, folks, we have ministers, we have people of other world religions. And you know, the thing we forget about too, Cy, is we have Catholics who come alive in their faith for the first time when they hear answers. You mean to tell me my faith is reasonable?
Yeah.
And it lights them up and changes their lives. Folks, I'll say it again. You can't put a price tag on this. But folks, we need finances to continue. And you may hear it in my voice right now. We have an urgent need right now at 888-291-8000 or go to CatholicAnswersRadio.com. We really do need to hear from you folks. 888-291-8000.
And thank you again to all those who are joining us on Facebook Live, YouTube Live, or Periscope via video. 888-291-8000 is the number you can call to support those efforts. That's now become a major part of our efforts here at Catholic Answers Live. You can also go to CatholicAnswersRadio.com. Emily, listening or watching on Facebook Live, asks the following, Tim. I was wondering, how would you answer someone who asks if we should pray for Satan?
Yeah, it's a great question, Emily. We get that often at Catholic Answers, and the answer is no. There is no reason to pray for Satan. That would be futile, and the reason is we have the Word of God that tells us that he is in a damned state. And so once someone, now we're talking about an angelic being here, so he had his time of testing eons ago before there was a creation. God gave the angels a test, and they had to choose God's way or their own way. Lucifer and one-third of the angels chose against God, and they were damned so that Jesus could say, for example, I think it's Matthew 25:46, as he will say to the damned humans at the end of time, depart from me, you cursed, into everlasting fire prepared for the devil and his angels. So there Jesus tells us definitively, infallibly, that the devil is in fact condemned. So we would not, we should not pray for Satan because we know his end. Those prayers would do absolutely nothing.
888-291-8000 is that number that you can call to support Catholic Answers Live right now. We'd love to send you these little thank you gifts, those of you who can support at an $18 a month or more pledge level. And as Tim has said repeatedly, that really is our bread and butter. We might even call it our life's blood, those monthly pledges. We're going to send you Benedict XVI's Last Testament, a fantastic book, and Temptations, Where They Come From, What They Mean, and How to Defeat Them by Father P.J. Michel, a Jesuit priest, a beautiful book on temptation. We want to send you all that stuff. Give a call to 888-291-8000 or visit us at CatholicAnswersRadio.com.
Amen, brother. You know what, Cy? I will never forget before I came to Catholic Answers. I'm going to let you in on a little secret. When I came up against something I didn't have an answer for, you know what I would do? I was a director of apologetics for St. Joseph Communications. I would have my guy, Jesse Romero, hey, call the guys at Catholic Answers, but don't tell them it's from me. And but you know what? I say that for a reason. Even back then, this was in the late 90s into the very early 2000s, Catholic Answers had a reputation, right?
Yeah.
For excellence. We bring Catholic Answers. And when I came here, I got to tell you, so I was intimidated. I had Carl Keating, man, looking down at me because I consider him my elder. And he is not just in age, but in knowledge and wisdom. And Jimmy Akin, the man's a machine. All right.
He's
a walking encyclopedia. But you know what? I have learned in the years that I've been with Catholic Answers now. And we have continued that high standard, but we need your help, folks, to keep it going.
Please support Catholic Answers Live. Please support us in these efforts to present Catholic Answers Live across the entire spectrum of media available to us so that the Word of God, the fullness of the Word of God, so that the sacrament that is the Catholic Church is available to everyone. 888-291-8000 is the number.
Will you do us a favor right now? Clear your mind of all other thoughts and reflect for just a moment on how Catholic Answers Live has made a difference in your life. Has our broadcast made your afternoon commute more meaningful? Perhaps you've learned how to explain the faith to family or friends in a more vibrant, convincing way. Something you heard here may have been just the thing you needed to look into joining or returning to the Catholic faith. All of these are serious reasons to be thankful, first and foremost, to God, but also to all who have financially made it possible for us to air the show each day. Believe me, our gratitude could not be deeper. And we're coming to you today during our quarterly membership drive, asking you to join the ranks of the great people whose gifts and sacrifices have helped to turn around countless lives over the years, and, very possibly, helped make an eternal difference for many of them. Think about that for a moment. That's what your prayers and donations to Catholic Answers Live are doing. What a tremendous opportunity is being presented to you right now. Please, don't let it pass you by. Call 888-291-8000 or visit CatholicAnswersRadio.com and let one of our fast, friendly customer service team members take your pledge. Large or small, it doesn't matter. What matters is that you call right now. Again, it's 888-291-8000 or CatholicAnswersRadio.com. We're offering some great appreciation gifts that are sure to deepen your faith life even more. But what's best is you'll have the confidence that when you turn your radio on tomorrow or next week or 12 days from now, we'll be here, boldly and charitably presenting the truth to a world that's searching for precisely that. Your pledge is vital to keeping Catholic Answers Live on the air. Will you make the call today to 888-291-8000 or donate securely online at CatholicAnswersRadio.com? Thank you so much in advance. Give now at CatholicAnswersRadio.com or 888-291-8000. God bless you.
Welcome back to Catholic Answers Live, open forum. Tim Staples taking your questions, dishing out Catholic answers. Cy Kellett here to help move things along. 888-318-7884 is the number if you've got questions. But this is also our pledge drive time, so we are welcoming calls to another number as well, 888-291-8000, if you would like to call and support Catholic Answers Live. Catholic Answers Live on hundreds of stations around the country, around the world now, available on the internet all over the world, available now on YouTube Live, Facebook Live, Periscope, all of which are streaming video services, all of which put Catholic Answers Live right in your home at any time live, well, any time that we are actually
and
live.
And soon coming to television.
And soon coming to that scary box on your mantle or wherever you keep it. I don't know. Hanging on your wall nowadays. And so there we will be. And, you know, the thing is, if you get into enough places, Tim, isn't it true that someone that needs us is going to stumble across us on any given day? if we just get the message of Christ's love and the clear message of what the Catholic Church teaches out there, somebody's going to find it and benefit from it.
You know, when you say that stumble, you remind me of a dear friend of mine. He was an Assembly of God minister up in Modesto, California, who actually accidentally, he doesn't even know to this day how his radio got on the Catholic station up there, but it was on. And he gets in his truck and he goes to drive and there it is. And he instinctively went to change the dial and the dial was broken on his radio. He couldn't turn it off. It was like, it was spinning. And he goes, oh, okay, I guess I'm going to listen to these crazy Catholics as he's driving. And as he says it, he got addicted. His name's Alan Saylor. He may be listening right now, and I'm sure he doesn't mind me using his name. But he got addicted, and he told me he would go out into his driveway and sit in his truck because he didn't want his wife to know that he was listening to Catholic Answers. And he would think up an excuse to go and drive around in his truck in order to hear Catholic Answers Live. And over time, he started calling. He started getting our stuff. He converted to the Catholic faith, and I'll never forget Cy talking with him. We had lunch together years ago, And it was a struggle. I mean, he gave up everything. And now he's driving a truck for a living. And he was struggling financially. And I asked him, I said, bro, you know, how are you doing? He goes, Tim, I have the Eucharist.
Oh, that is what an all answer.
He lost everything. They didn't know how they were going to pay their next bill. But he said, bro, I have the Eucharist, and that is all I need. Folks, that is what we're talking about here. This is what happens day in and day out at Catholic Answers. We see miracles of grace like that. Now, that's not a technical miracle that the church would call a miracle, but that's what I call a miracle.
Yep.
A miracle of God's grace in bringing that man to the fullness of the faith, because we were here at Catholic Answers Live right here. And folks, we need your help now to continue this, so we can continue to bring the fullness of the gospel of Jesus Christ that we alone possess as Catholics. We need your help now at 888-291-8000 or go to CatholicAnswersRadio.com. Make your pledge. If it's a one-time gift, $25.50. If it's a monthly gift, $25, $50, $100. If it's that one-time gift of $10,000, we need your help, my friends, because together we can change this nation. And we can change this world in one generation.
Amen. We go to Pam in Winnipeg, Canada, listening online, streaming. Pam, your question for Tim Staples.
Yeah, hi. I've been trying to get a spiritual director for quite a while now, and I'm running into roadblocks.
Yes.
I've been through, I remember... talking to you guys quite a while back about it, and it was suggested I go to the priest first and then go to the archdiocese, and so I did so, and I got nothing.
Yes.
So have you got any ideas about what I would try next?
You know what, Pam, you remind me of a great saint in Saint Teresa of Avila, who for years and years could not find a spiritual director. Of course, it was kind of difficult to find one because she was on a level that was much deeper than most priests. But she could not find a spiritual director. It was actually late in life that she found a young priest, or later in life, in St. John of the Cross, who became her spiritual director. And there she found her match, and in fact, one who probably went a little deeper even than she did. So my suggestion to you, Pam, is to pray. You ask God to bring you a spiritual director. And it may be years from now. God is faithful. But in the meantime, Pam, the blessing about living in our day and age is if we can't find a spiritual director, we have the writings of Teresa of Avila. You know, we can get the Interior Castle. We can get the Dark Night of the Soul of St. John of the Cross, or the collective works. We can read St. Catherine of Siena. We have tremendous spiritual direction right there, right? So what I would recommend until you find a spiritual director is get good books, spend time in front of the Blessed Sacrament. I'll tell you a little anecdote, Pam. When I first read Pope Benedict's Jesus of Nazareth, when I started reading, I realized, oh my gosh, this is incredible. I read every word of it in front of the Blessed Sacrament on my knees. And I asked God, Lord, help me to really absorb this. And he helped me. Right, Pam? So if you can't find a spiritual director, you pray. God will bring you one. But in the meantime, be a sponge. Just get a hold of every book you can get, you know. There's so much good stuff out there that I'll guarantee you by the time you do find a spiritual director, you will be ready for that spiritual director. Does that make sense?
Yeah, it sure does. Yeah, I really feel a lot better about it now.
All right. God bless you, Pam. Thanks for calling.
Yeah, thank you very much. And I'm going to try and come up with a few bucks for you guys. And
all right.
I really enjoy your show. And I'm really, really appreciative of all of you.
All right. God bless you. Thank you, Pam.
Thank you. Thank you so much, Pam. That's going to be Canadian bucks, though, so we don't know. We'll take it. We just don't know the value of it. But thank you so much, Pam. Jim, Jimmy, listening on Facebook Live, Tim, writes the following. He has a friend who became a Muslim.
Yes.
And they're childhood friends. And the other man wants to talk to him about leaving the Catholic faith. And he writes, I made it clear I have no desire to go there with him. We speak a few times a year, but I'm not looking forward to him bringing it up again. Any suggestions on how to handle this? I want an insight on the misconceptions that are common among Muslims so that I may have some foundation to start with him.
Yes. Well, Jimmy, there's several things that I'd recommend. You want to get a hold of Robert Spencer. In fact, we have a book, Not Peace But a Sword, published here at Catholic Answers, that is excellent. I'd also recommend, Jimmy, I have a CD set called Islam Exposed, which is available at timstaples.com. It's also available, I believe, still at stjoe.com. You can get it on Amazon as well. But get some good books like that, CD sets, to get a grounding in what it is that Islam actually teaches. And in fact, in my CD set, Jimmy, I expose a lot of exactly what you're talking about, the most common misconceptions that Muslims have about Christians. And I'll tell you this, Jimmy, just recently I was with a driver who was driving me to the airport who was Muslim, and he started talking to me about his faith. And so we went back and forth, and I shared with him about the Trinity, and he believed that we taught there are three gods. Now, I have had Muslims say that to me here in the United States. I've had them say that to me overseas where I've evangelized Muslims as well. And you can clear these things up. The beautiful thing, I'll leave you with this. Get those good works, but I'll leave you with this from St. Thomas Aquinas in what's called the Summa Contra Gentiles in Book 1. It's actually chapters 7 through 9 especially, where St. Thomas talks about evangelizing people that are not Christians. And he says the best way to do it is not in presenting to them the mysteries of the faith, because they're not able to receive them, but it's answering their misconceptions. So, Jimmy, absolutely, when your friend brings up those misconceptions, that's the best opportunity to evangelize, because what you can do is give them reasonable responses to show them where their errors are wrong. And then, as St. Thomas says, you let the grace of God open them up to the mysteries. So, Jimmy, you should thank God when your Muslim friend goes after you for this, this, or that, because that's a glorious opportunity.
Beautiful question. Thank you, Jimmy. We are in the midst of our pledge drive here this week at Catholic Answers Live. The number to call, 888-291-8000. Can you support Catholic Answers Live? As Tim was pointing out in the first hour, we currently have per station that we're on,
yes,
about 13 people per station who are our supporters. If we can get that number up to, say, 15, we feel a bit more secure. If we can get that up to, say, 20, the realm of things that we're able to do in order to share the good news, in order to share all the wonderful resources that Catholic Answers Live has built up over the years, 20 supporters per station makes it really likely that we can get that into every area.
And mind you, that number has gone down.
I know. That's the bad news.
Had less stations, we actually had more per station. And as we've grown, we haven't kept up. So, folks, there's an opportunity here. You need to call us now, because we got to get that number back up to where it was before. And that represents the funds that we need to do some of the things we can't do because we don't have the money, to put it bluntly. Folks, now's the time. 888-291-8000. We need to hear from you now, folks. Or you can go to CatholicAnswersRadio.com. And folks, there really isn't any gift too small, and there's certainly no gift that's too large. 888-291-8000, folks.
$500 gift from Mount Vernon, Illinois. Just saw that note. Thank you so much for that. 888-291-8000 is the number. Catholic Answers Live. We'll be right back after this.
We're glad you're with us. Stick around for more Catholic Answers Live. We have a big problem. Our culture is dying, and souls are in danger of being lost. The answer is conversion to Jesus Christ in His church. St. Paul Street Evangelization is a Catholic organization, and we have hundreds of teens spreading the good news throughout the country. But we need your help. The harvest is great, but the laborers are few. Find out more and get involved today at streetevangelization.com. That's streetevangelization.com.
Call now with your question. 888-318-7884. This is Catholic Answers Live.
Welcome back to Catholic Answers Live. Cy Kellett, your host, Tim Staples, taking your questions today on an open forum day. Open forum means Catholic, non-Catholic, anti-Catholic. We don't care what your relationship is with the Catholic Church. We will take the call. We're happy to take the call. Also, any topic. You pick the topic. We're happy to talk about anything having to do with the life of faith or maybe with the moral life. Happy to take those calls. That number to call, 888-318-7884, or you can, if you're one of those folks who's watching us on Facebook Live or YouTube Live or Periscope, you just type in a question and we'll get the question to Tim via a very complex set of protocols, but eventually it ends up in front of you, Tim. I don't know where to – it goes through a series of pipes and pneumatic tubes and then it gets to you. Hey, listen, if you're also – if you're watching us on Facebook Live or YouTube Live, obviously – or Periscope, you like that stuff and you know the value of it.
Amen.
Maybe you could see that as a you know, something that you'd be willing to support. And so now is the time. Give it a shot. Maybe you haven't supported us before. We do need new donors to Catholic Answers Live in order to keep all this new stuff going on. So I will make a special appeal to those of you who are on Facebook Live, YouTube Live, or Periscope. 888-291-8000 is the number. You see it. It's right there on the screen in front of you. Or go to CatholicAnswersRadio.com.
You know, Cy, if we could, we can't do this, but if we could turn the cameras right now around at the guys sitting out there, each one of them would testify that the price for all that stuff they're looking at out there keeps going up.
Yeah.
Right?
Right.
I have not seen any evidence that this stuff is all going down. It's going up, folks, which means we need more people. You know, salaries go up. Do you know I have to feed my 7 kids? Did you know that, Cy?
I was not aware of that. Yeah. That's a responsibility you've taken on?
That's right. Salaries go up. The price of food. You know, I say this tongue-in-cheek, but in fact, folks, our costs go up on an annual basis. That's another reason why folks have to realize we can't accept the status quo. We've got to be moving forward. And what tends to happen, though, is people will stay status quo. And then we lose a few people, and then we start drifting. And that's why we need you folks now that are being prompted by the Holy Spirit right now to pick up the phone, folks. We need that $25 a month right now. 888-291-8000 or CatholicAnswersRadio.com. We need that $100 a month. We need that one-time gift. Maybe it's that $10,000 gift, $1,000 gift, $500 gift. We need it now. We really do, folks. Give us a call.
Are you a dentist? I know you're not, Tim.
I am not.
Although I wouldn't have been surprised if you said, yeah, well, I was for a while before I was a minister and after I got out of the Marines, a brief stint as a dentist. But
sure.
If you, as a listener, are a dentist, we've got a $500 challenge. A dentist, I don't have the name. The person remained anonymous.
Oh, God
but
bless
this
you.
This dentist said, hey, $500 challenge. I'm going to expand that challenge to all medical professionals. As a matter of fact, I'm going to extend to anyone on earth. I've extended the challenge, but another particular challenge for dentists. If you are especially blessed, really, the truth is we're a bit short for these 2 hours. So that we're working our hardest. You're doing your best. We're very grateful for all the support. We're looking like we're a bit short. Maybe you are that person who is especially blessed. Our goal for the day today is $28,000 in order to pay for all the things that we need to pay for at Catholic Answers Live. Well, say we're going to come up. I don't know where we are, Tim. Are we 10,000, 5,000? I don't know.
All I know is we're short.
But we're short. But if God's not short, as they say, God's never short of money.
He's tall.
It just may be that it's in your pocket or in your bank account. But, sometimes it feels a little bit like, oh, you know, $10,000 gift. I mean, you feel like that's hard to ask for that.
Yeah.
But there are people who have the kind of blessings where they're able to do that. Maybe you could help us to make sure that we reach our goal for the day, which is $28,000. If maybe you're in the realm where you could do $1,000 or
$5,000. Can I say thank you? One thing, you know, thank you so much. All of you that have called already, I'm seeing $500 here, $500 there. Thanks so much for your calls. And folks, if you don't call, please pray for us. We need your prayers more than we need your finances, folks. We need you to pray for us every day because we are going nowhere without the power of the Holy Spirit in our lives. But we're also not going to be able to do what we do without the financial help as well. So after you pray, give us a call, 888-291-8000, or go to CatholicAnswersRadio.com. Folks, now's the time. We're coming down to the wire here in the last 14 minutes. pick up that phone, make that call. 888-291-8000. Or again, CatholicAnswersRadio.com.
Open forum today on Catholic Answers Live. Tim Staples taking your calls. We go to Mark in Las Vegas, Nevada, listening on Immaculate Heart Radio. Mark, your question for Tim Staples.
Hi, Tim. I have a situation where I'm defending the real presence of Christ in the Eucharist.
Yes.
And I actually have your book, Nuts and Bolts. And
great.
I truly appreciate the treatment. And but this person comes at it at anytime the word bread comes out,
yes,
in for him, he says, you know, he uses the passage wherein man does not live by bread alone, but every word that comes from the mouth of God. So
yes,
he sort of connects it that way, that the bread simply symbolizes the word of God, and then and then he goes to the Last Supper, and then he says, you know, if Jesus turns the bread and wine there, why does he say it's still the fruit of the vine? He does not simply there's a transubstantiation going on. So, and then I looked at my Bible commentary. It says here the faith of the Church states that the consecrated bread is symbol and reality at the same time.
Yes, it is.
The presence of the body of Christ is not symbolic but real, though not a material presence, as if we could say Jesus is here on the table. The body of Christ is present, but through the sacramental sign of bread and wine.
Yes, Mark, and then, Mark, let me jump in real quick, all right, because it's very important that we agree where we can agree. When he talks about bread is a symbol of the word of God, the bread from heaven, the manna, all of that, we say amen to that. We agree with you. Bread is a great symbol. It's also a symbol of nourishment, right? Bread and wine, the staples. Hey, I've heard that name before. The staples in the diet of you know, first century Israelites. All of those things are true. That's why God uses that as a symbol, as a sign of his presence. Because it is something that's so tangible and real for the folks. And when it comes to sacraments, God uses signs that readily represent the mysteries that they are to represent. So, of course, bread and wine are the perfect symbols, but guess what? And we do say they are symbols, but they are more than that. Because when Jesus says, this is my body, this is the chalice of my blood, those symbols, and they already are powerful symbols, are transubstantiated into what they symbolize, that is the body and blood of our Lord. And then what you want to do is move to a place like Mark 16, verse 12, where Jesus appears to the two disciples on the road to Emmaus. We know from Luke's gospel, one was named Cleopas. But there in Mark 16, 12, the scripture says he appeared to them in another form. Jesus can do that. He can appear in whatever form he wants. He did it on the road to Emmaus. Well, guess what? He does it every day at Mass. He did it when he said, this is my body. He loves us so much. He wants to get inside of us so much that he took upon himself the form of bread and wine in order to enter into us body, blood, soul, and divinity. That might help, my friend.
Absolutely. Well, thanks, Tim.
Okay, appreciate brother. It. God bless you.
Tim Clint on Facebook Live asks, can you explain why the Church allows First Communion for children prior to confirmation when adults can't receive until after confirmation?
Yes. And that is a matter of ecclesiastical law, because in the East, of course, babies receive baptism and confirmation and Eucharist as little infants. So, you know, this is not a matter of, and it's not something that you know, all Catholics do the same, is what I'm saying here. But communion for children certainly seems to be appropriate before their confirmation because of the superiority of the Eucharist. The Eucharist is so essential for our salvation that Jesus would say, unless you eat the flesh, Son of Man, and drink his blood, you have no life in you. Confirmation, while it is a sacrament that empowers us and prepares us to live for Christ, is a sacrament that leads us to the Eucharist. The Eucharist is the source and summit of our faith. So it really makes sense that a child would receive the Eucharist first. Now, why baptism first? Because you can't receive the Eucharist until you're first in Jesus Christ. So you need baptism in order to get into Jesus so that you can have the Eucharist. But I do think that what you have here is a sacramental manifestation of the crucial nature of the Eucharist.
Thank you very much. And for those of you listening on, or excuse me, watch, I say listening every time because I guess I forget that it's video. But if you're watching on Facebook Live, YouTube Live, or Periscope, just type your question in and we're happy to take it.
Yeah. And then the last thing I wanted to say is, why is it done different for adults? And the reason is, when you're an adult and you're coming to conversion, like I was, I needed to profess that faith and say, hey, I am fully Catholic. I had to stand up. I had to leave family. I had to leave my church and so forth. I needed confirmation as the sacrament of strength that takes me to the Eucharist. So I do think it's reasonable that adults would receive confirmation first. Jesus said, tarry in Jerusalem, wait till you receive the power of the Holy Spirit, right? That's what the church is saying to adults. You need this to empower you to do that, to stand before the world and say, yes, I am Catholic.
And when you said some others, is it the Orthodox churches that may do it otherwise, or different rites within the Catholic Church?
Different rites within the Catholic Church, yeah. For Eastern Christians like the Byzantines, they will give confirmation to infants as well.
Oh, at the time of baptism.
Yes.
Yeah, the same.
Yes. And a little Eucharist.
Oh, that's right, yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, a little tinctured Eucharist.
That's right.
Yep. Did I say that right?
Intinctioned.
Intinctioned. Okay. 888-291-8000 is the number if you want to support Catholic Answers Live. We certainly need your support, so I just remind you of that. Real quickly, before we go to Russell in Traverse City, Michigan. Russell, your question for Tim Staples.
Yes, sir. Thank you guys so much for taking my call. And thank you guys for being on YouTube. It's awesome. I love watching you guys.
Oh, praise God.
I was just, it's a liturgical question.
Yes.
Noticed in my diocese, there's a lot of people as extraordinary ministers of the Eucharist that extend their hand and kind of give a blessing. And I wondered if, I've searched the internet and I haven't found anything that strictly prohibits it.
Yes.
Other than a few letters from the Congregation of Doctrine of the Faith. So I wondered, is this like a pastoral decision? And should I not say anything? I'm a teacher at my school, which is a Catholic school. Should I say anything to my fellow coworkers, like, hey, maybe that's not a good idea? Or is it like a canon law, like, yeah, this is not a good idea, and here's why? And I wonder what you guys would say, and thank you so much for taking my call.
Yeah, appreciate that, Russell. And as you mentioned, there have been a few examples of letters from the Congregation for the Doctrine of Faith that discourages blurring the lines between the priest and the priestly ministry and the laity. And so while this is not something, Russell, that I think this is not a hill that we should die on, I do believe it's worth mentioning that, look, there is nothing in the law that permits this. And there have been letters that explicitly discourage. Now, there are examples of where laity can give blessings, right? I can bless my children, for example. Liturgically, we have the blessing of throats, where laity or extraordinary ministers of the Holy Communion can do that. But there you have positive law that says an extraordinary minister can do that. So, you know, again, this is not a hill that we should die on, but it is something that I think blurs the distinction, and I think that's unfortunate.
Great to have you back, Tim Staples, Answers Live.
Great to be here.
First day of Pledge Drive. Those of you who have not made your call yet to 888-291-8000, the phones remain open after the show, so you get to listen to the whole show and still pick up the phone, make your call, and support Catholic Answers Live. 888-291-8000, CatholicAnswersRadio.com.
Folks, we really do. We fell a little short today, but guess what? It's not over.
We'll be back tomorrow.
You can still call right now at 888-291-8000. You can go to CatholicAnswersRadio.com. Keep the calls. Keep going to the website. And we'll see you again tomorrow.